Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
How impressed are you by the way that they overcame what happened last year? Losing the way they did in a Game 6 and losing Game 7, they not only come back and have the best record during the regular season in the Western Conference, but they're the first team to 16 wins and win an NBA championship. Really impressive the way that they overcame what the adversity from last year, the disappointment, and end up hoisting the trophy again.
Oh, I agree. And I think, really, it's their level of sustained success over the past, 17 years with Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan. Never, even in lockout seasons, being under 50 games in the regular season. And then having that big gap from their last win in the playoffs, to winning the championship, to now, I think, with 7 years. To be able to do that with the basic same core, to me, is an incredible accomplishment, especially coming out of the Western Conference.
Well, when you look at how easily they just dominated Miami, I mean, we keep asking this question. It's kind of the same team with the exception of Patty Mills getting a bigger role this year. But, I mean, what was the difference in this year's series compared to last year that San Antonio, like a totally different team?
Well, I think Ginobili was better. He said he was healthier mentally and physically. I think Kawhi Leonard improved offensively. I think Patty Mills' role, instead of Corey Joseph coming off the bench, adding another shooter instead of someone you can help off of. And then I think, you know, Shane Battier last year in game 6 and 7, 9 for 12 from three in the finals in those two games was overlooked. Mario Chalmers arguably outplayed, Chalmers outplayed Parker last year in game 6 and 7. He had a very poor series. And Mike Miller, who was a significant player, got amnestied. So I think you take those three players, I think that's a significant hit. And I don't think Miami was nearly as good this year. They only won 54 games in a very weakened Eastern Conference. I think their defense slipped dramatically this year. I think their lack of rim protection is glaring. And, you know, they're just not quite as good. Listen, their guys... How many guys on their team, Stacey, are in their prime, both physically and health-wise?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Hey, Jeff, you talk about it all the time, the idea of never overreacting, you know, either, you know, to wins or to losses. And fans, you know, we hear this expression all the time, blow up the team, blow up the roster. And I get it that media is always talking about that. Fans are always talking about it. But how hard is it as a coach to get the people in management to have faith and have patience that, listen, there's only one champion a year. Just because we didn't win a championship this year doesn't just mean we get rid of everybody. Because like you said, you know, there's a reason why the Spurs win. They, you know, they have a belief in what they do and they stick with it. They don't overreact. How hard is it when you're coaching to try to get people in management to forget about the fans and the media, but to get people in your own organization to exercise patience?
Well, it depends on everybody's priorities and their agenda. I think if winning is your only concern, not who gets the blame and who gets the credit, but winning, then it's much easier. I always look at it like this. Jerry Sloan out in Utah, right, never won the championship, but when they had their disappointments, they had some first round and outs, they never said, hey, Jerry Sloan's the reason, or we've got to get rid of Karl Malone, or John Stockton doesn't have the personality. They incrementally just kept trying to get better, understanding that the competition is fierce, and stayed the course. San Antonio has done the same thing. They've had their share of disappointments. Up 2-0 2 years ago, lose 4 straight to Oklahoma City. Had to be a bitter pill. They resisted the temptation to say Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, their time was done. They tried to add bigger and better pieces. And the significant thing that vaulted San Antonio from very good to championship caliber was the trade for Kawhi Leonard draft night 3 years ago. They took George Hill, who's a pretty good player, but they were undersized, playing Parker, George Hill, and Ginobili down the stretch of many games, and they upgraded to Kawhi Leonard. Now, that trade doesn't work unless R.C. Buford and his staff are as good at selecting and Greg Popovich is not as good at developing the right guy. He gave them size at the small forward position. He matches up against Durant. He matches up against James. And I'm not saying he outplays them, but they're not dominating him, forcing, you know, San Antonio to double team. So Leonard can play those guys straight up. It was the one move to me that vaulted them back into championship contention.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.